This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
All right, wrapping up our NBA stuff, we'll switch over to maybe some NFL, some NFL nuggies, and then Stockwatch, and of course, in the news in the 4 o'clock hour. Andrew Nemec sitting in with me, Rop out till Thursday. But I mentioned something that if I'm a Blazer fan, there's one thing about this Final Four, which I actually think is a pretty good Final Four. Maybe it's not the most exciting thing on paper, but I think these should be really good series. And it pains me a little bit to say that I think I'm pulling for the Knicks and all this just because I want to see the spectacle of New York winning the title. I remember when the New York Rangers busted through and won a Stanley Cup with Mark Messier all those years ago in the 90s, how cool that was and ending the drought. Or when the Cubs won. Like, ending droughts or the Red Sox, it's cool.
Yes.
And so for a city like New York to end a drought since 1973, I'm all for that. Let's go. As opposed to Oklahoma City and Minnesota, they win a title in either one of those, whatever. But here's the thing, if I'm a Blazer fan, that really pisses me off. So we can go all the way back into the 90s. In the 90s, it was the Bulls and the Rockets. That was it. You had 8 years in a row where it was Jordan, and then when Jordan took a break, it was Olajuwon. And then that led right into the Lakers and the Spurs. And then we had the Lakers and the Spurs, and I guess you could say you broke it up in there 1 year with Detroit. And then from there, then it went back into the Celtics and the Lakers. And again, maybe you had someone sneak in there like the Dallas Mavericks, but then we had the LeBron thing. And then it was LeBron there every year. And what did LeBron give rise to out West? Then it was Golden State. And you never feel like you really had a chance. You just didn't.
There was always a juggernaut.
There was always a juggernaut. I mean, I guess you can say in 2001 was the time you came closest in Game 7 against the Lakers, but at no point in the last 25 years did Portland ever feel like, even when they made the one Western Conference Finals with Dame, you never felt like you were even sniffing anything, right? No. Not even competitive, because there was always that one or two team that was like, my God, even if you make a run, you're not there. Like, you would seem like the Denver Nuggets. Remember, they made that run to the Western Conference Finals. Oh, that's cute. We're going to tussle you here. Go sit down because the big boys are playing here. You're at the little kids' table. But over the last 7 years, that hasn't been the case. We've seen the Toronto Raptors. You've seen the Milwaukee Bucks. You saw a completely different version of Golden State. Golden State had to get bad and get, what, the number two overall pick in James Wiseman, and then they came back and did it. But then you saw the Denver Nuggets do it. You saw the Boston Celtics put together an entirely new team that was because they decided to get bad and trade away a bunch, and they got a bunch of those draft picks from the Nets and kind of built this thing fairly organically through the draft, took their lumps, and then made out and made some strategic moves. Milwaukee grew their team organically with Giannis and then went out and made some strategic moves, whether that was, getting, like Brook Lopez or, adding, some role guys, a Pat Connaughton type, but those were kind of organic. Toronto made the big swing because they couldn't get over the hump. They go get Kawhi Leonard, but the Raptors won a title. So it feels like for the first time in 40 years, you could build a team the, quote, the right way. Look at this four right here, right? Oklahoma City was built by being bad and accumulating picks and then making a strategic trade by going out and getting a young guy like Shea and then growing him into an MVP. Indiana, locally grown, right? New York has made some swings, but again, very smart by the way they've assembled their team. Took a chance on Jalen Brunson, who didn't want to get paid. Made a move for OG and went out and got him. The big swing for Karl-Anthony Towns coming in. Mikal Bridges, 5 picks, but they got aggressive and they've assembled this. But there's not like a superstar. Josh Hart, for God's sakes. Brunson's the closest thing. But you've seen these teams that over the last 5 or 6 years have kind of grown and been put together. And it feels like these are all realistic ways you can build a team. And there's not that one juggernaut. And what's the one thing that Portland has done for the last 7 years? They just had their head up their ass. This is like it feels like the one time that a team like Portland could have put themselves in position to be one of these teams to rise up. And we've just been peeing down our own leg for the better part of a decade. And not only are we not close right now to doing anything to being competitive, but it doesn't feel like we've set ourselves up to be the next one of these. Like, you're not sitting there on a ton of young assets. You're not sitting there looking at this being like, hey, in 2 or 3 years when this thing marinates, you could really make an argument that we could be the next one.
You don't feel like they're a Lauri Markkanen away from a title?
No.
Right.
And I think that's the part that frustrates me if I'm a Blazer fan. You are entering an era where it feels like the super team is dead and you can actually construct a team that isn't made up of just 3 all-stars. You know, is the idea that like Portland could never put together a super team and they were going to have to build it organically. Well, 7 years in a row now, these teams are getting built organically and you've spent 7 years just spinning your wheels and it doesn't feel like you're any closer or that you've set yourself up to take advantage of it. And that's the thing I think that frustrates you if you're Portland, is you're looking at Minnesota, you're looking at Indiana, you're looking at Oklahoma City that 4 or 5 years ago, we had the debate, whose future would you want right now? Portland's with Dame, who is still a middle of the road, you know, 3-4 seed in the West, or do you take Oklahoma City, who was going through the, hey, we're going to be bad, but we're coming out on the other side of it. And there was that debate. There's no debate.
Right.
There's no debate which way was the right way to go.
I think there's a macro issue here and there's a micro issue. The micro issue is, as you mentioned, all those teams. The one thing that stuck out to me, all those teams either gambled heavily, Toronto, the Knicks, on a wing.
Yeah.
And said, we're going to go all in with this wing.
Big swings.
Or they drafted raw wings and developed them.
Yeah.
Like the Celtics, and that's going to be our home.
Accumulated picks.
Just accumulated picks. They either got a legendary big, like a Jokic, yeah, or they invested in young wings. Portland has invested for what, 15 years now, a decade now, in undersized guards.
Combo guards.
Name the last undersized combo guard duo to win a title. And spare me the Warriors, because Klay, in his heyday, was one of the best two-way players in the league, yes, one of the best on-ball defenders, and he was versatile, and you also had Draymond. That's the micro issue. Falling in love with young pieces at guard and saying, this is our team build. No. Every team in the league that's won it in recent years has won, either gone all in on a wing or developed their own wing that can handle the ball. Or, again, Jokic is kind of a unicorn, but he handles the ball. The macro issue, so that's your micro issue. You're investing wrong. Your team build is wrong. You're starting from a place of small guard. Not going to get it done. From the macro issue, and this has been my issue with the city of Portland for a long time, we love to fall in love with the idea that we matter.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We have one team, and so the Blazers matter, and they're good. And as long as they compete and they can kind of, you know, I know they only won 42% of their games, but gosh, we fought against the Celtics and we only lost by 12 at the end there because of some late fouls. Oh, we were in it though. You know, and it's fun when Ant goes off for 40. We love it. Let's support this team. Right? Oh, hey, we're going to dangle that carrot of a Major League Baseball team and we all buy in. We're like, what is the name going to be? Where are they going to build the stadium? And it goes away. We buy into that all the time. Blazer fan is so quick. I hear it every single year that, hey, this is the year. We're one piece away. Adding Denny and some of these picks to Monty Kamara. He's a great 3-and-D player as we develop him. We've got Ant, who if he makes the leap, if Shea stays healthy, if Scoot takes the leap, well, now we've got seven maybes and ifs and ands to get to being functional. That's not a vision for a champion. Where's your cornerstone? And if you don't have it, what are you doing? Because in Portland, you can't do it through free agency. It's never happened in the history of the franchise. The people are not drawn. Big free agents are not drawn to Portland. Cross that out. It's trade, so you're going to have to take a big swing, something they've been terrified of for more than a decade.
And all of those teams that are sitting here right now, with the exception of Oklahoma City, took swings.
Or you bottom out.
Yep.
And the Blazers, and Blazer fans in particular, are so satisfied with being middling, where it's like, oh, it's, hey, the stadium's still mostly full. Stop going to games.
It's actually pretty neat.
Stop supporting a team that sells you mediocrity year in, year out. And by the way, they're like, oh, we've got Dame and CJ. Okay, you play no defense up top. What's your move? Well, we re-signed Batum. Okay, well, you're okay. You already didn't get there. Yeah, but if Wesley Matthews didn't get hurt that one year, if you squint, we were maybe the fourth best team in the West. Stop doing that. Stop accepting that. Demand big swings. Yep. Stop getting excited every year for a Major League Baseball franchise. It ain't happening, at least not anytime soon. I think Portland fan needs to be more vocal and be more vocal with their wallets, but also, and more importantly, just be more vocal about the fact that we're not going to be the soccer moms, as Bill Simmons likes to call us, that buy in every year that this is the year because Denny's going to make the leap and Scoot and Shea.
Well,
stop accepting that.
Turns out, we mentioned 7 years, seven different champions. Not having a real owner for 7 years, probably not the best thing in the world. And so
fair.
Maybe this turns the page. It feels like you can't use the excuse anymore of it's a star-driven league and only they win, because we've seen seven teams now in 7 years, all have been assembled in different ways and different from each other, win titles. And for to sit there and say that it can't be done in Portland, why? Because it's been done in small markets, and it's about to be done more than likely in another small market this year. I just think the excuses are running out. And if I'm a Blazer fan, I'm really, really frustrated. I think it's more frustrating to watch this than it is the dynasties roll through.
Oh, I totally agree.
Because at least the dynasties, you can say, I don't know what you want me to do.
Those were
that.
Unassailable. What was anybody supposed to do?
This is all attainable.
We were never going to draw a Shaq.
You could have been. And even the two stars that led this, Jokic and Giannis, the unicorns, one was the 15th pick and one was a second round pick. And those franchises still found a way to find that guy, develop him, and then put enough around him to win a title. So that's the frustrating part, is these seem more attainable than ever. And it feels like for a Blazer organization, we're as far away as we've ever been from actually winning anything.
But hey, with the 11th pick, they're going to add an eighth man.
Yeah, Jace Richardson.
That's really going to slightly improve the bench.
I was listening to Dirt and Sprague this morning.
I was too.
And they had an NBA guy on there who, I swear to God, in their mock, he has Jason Richardson, a 6'3 combo guard out of Michigan State.
Hey, did you know his dad played Pro Bowl?
I'm not sure where my head would go through the glass harder, Con Knipple or Jason Richardson. Either way, just head.
Oh, you know you're a con head.
Yeah, let's go. Yeah,
you want a Knipple jersey.
Head through that would be like a stained glass window so that like my blood would be like hidden amongst the shattered colored pieces if that happens. We come back, some NFL guys getting paid. And is that a good thing? Primetime here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.